Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. We are just at the end of September. We've had such beautiful weather out there. This week, maybe not so good, but the weekend looks beautiful. So we hope you're enjoying your time. But right around the corner is October. And for those of you that may not know, October is Physical Therapy Month. And my guest today is Brandon Stone. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
And for those of you that may not know, Brandon is our supervisor lead here at Wayne Memorial Hospital for our rehab services. And you are a physical therapist as well as have your doctorate, right, in PT?
Yes, that's correct. Yep, I graduated with my doctorate in physical therapy. And a lot of the colleges right now, as of 2015, they have switched over to that doctorate level program. So you can come out and you don't have to worry about any additional schooling, only just additional CEUs that you like to take and mm-hmm. specialties that you like to get.
Right. And that's interesting when you talk about CEUs, the continuing education, because I think many of the disciplines, I'm a registered dietitian, and each year I have to get at least 15 credits. I don't know. How many do you have to get?
As a PT right now, we're required 30 hours of CEUs every 2 years. So okay. It works out to be about 15 hours, mm-hmm. 15 hours a year with it.
Right. And those are important because as a therapist, right, it's important to keep up to date with new treatments and stuff like that, right?
Yes, it is. A lot of our practice is all research based with it. So once you become a PT, you know, you take the test, you're constantly educating yourself on the newest and improved practices, theories, and what's going to work best for your patients.
Right. So maybe can you go into a little bit more, like what does a physical therapist do?
Yeah. So depending on the setting, you know, where it's a wide variety with it. Okay. So when you look at an outpatient setting, what's going to happen typically is you're going to have a doctor give you a script. You're going to take that script to your designated outpatient site, and then that physical therapist is going to perform that initial eval. So depending on what type of injury you have, whether it's back pain, leg pain, knee pain, all right, you're going to evaluate that patient, and that's going to consist of looking at someone's strength, their posture, flexibility status, and overall range of motion with it.
I remember years ago, I don't even know how long ago, and you were one of my therapists at the time, right?
Yes.
I came in with neck issues and shoulder issues, and it was truly amazing what PT did to me and the exercises. I was scared. I thought it was going to be like a permanent damage, and it wasn't.
Yeah, and I remember working with you there, Carol, uh-huh. and that's a lot of, you know, a big deal that we do is not only, we treat, but we also educate the patients right. on whether it's their home exercise programs that they're going to continue so that pain or discomfort doesn't return, and uh-huh. then they can almost self-manage their care if it's appropriate from that point on.
Right, and also, I will say, the things you do that maybe you need to change some of your habits. Like, for example, on your cell phone. Like, you know, we live with our cell phones all the time. And I did notice, you know, I would sometimes lay in bed and do my cell phone. And I noticed that was bothering me. So I don't do that anymore. But things like that, you can kind of maybe pinpoint with people as well that are not so obvious.
Yeah. So what we do is, you know, we ask about their background, kind of their daily function. Mm-hmm. What is their... Do they have any repetitive movements that they do throughout the day? And with those, you know, then we can talk about posture with it as well. And then also any corrections to kind of get out of those repetitive movements with mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, which is, you know, again, very, very helpful. Are there like, can you like just talk about maybe some different medical conditions that you may also treat for people with, physical therapy?
Sure. The medical conditions that we treat, you know, when you look at neurologic, you're going to look at diagnosis such as strokes, CVAs, Parkinson's disease, all right? We also do see a little bit of MS at the outpatient world, all right? So that's a really varies and there's a variety of it.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the musculoskeletal, then you're going to look at more your hips, your knees, whether it's a total hip replacement, you know, total knee replacement that's done. And then also we do work with amputations, you know. When someone goes through an amputation, they have to choose whether they're going to get a prosthetic with it. And then from that point, we'll do different training as and help them, you know, get that prosthetic fitted
mm-hmm.
and work on their balance and after that point with it.
Right, right. Very interesting. Now, does, and again, I think this is a tough question to answer. Most insurances will pay for some sort of therapy, or if not, that's something you help that patient check with?
Yep. So when you bring that script up to the office and, you know, you call, they're going to ask you what type of insurance you have.
Mm-hmm.
And insurances vary so drastically
right.
with it. Some insurances will cover, say, 20 visits a year with it, and you might not have any copay. The other insurances, maybe they'll only cover 4 visits a year,
mm-hmm.
and you know you have a $30 or $40 copay with it per visit. But I would say our outpatient staff is very good at working with them, and they also will answer any questions based
mm-hmm.
on that. And then as a therapist, you try to work with a patient and do what you can for them to kind of help them out through that insurance issue.
Right. Now, I'll ask this at the end again, but maybe someone may need to leave and not listen to the whole thing. When you talk about outpatient services, so we have inpatients, which we'll talk about, but outpatients, where is our outpatient office located? And if people had a question, they can give them a call.
Yeah, so our outpatient site right now is located at the Route 6 Mall. It's down next to the new TJ Maxx. And the phone number down there is 570-253-7322.
Great. And we will talk. We will mention that again at the end. You also mentioned about like a referral or an order from a physician. Do you also accept like walk-ins? Like, and how would that work?
So in order to do a walk-in, you'd have to call and make sure that that physical therapist has what's called their direct access license. All right. So with that direct access license, the physical therapist can see someone who comes in as a walk-in with it. And then what we do is we screen them, do that initial evaluation, and then from that point, we'll send that evaluation to their primary care physician. And then so we have 30 days to get that eval back, and then we can treat them for up to 30 days. And then after that, we just have to make sure that they do a follow-up with their
right.
primary care.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Again, options for individuals, which is so great. And again, I know October is physical therapy month, but there are other therapists within the rehab department, correct? Can you talk a little bit about those?
Sure. So looking at our outpatient site down there at Route 6 Mall, we also have an occupational therapist. Her name's Karen. She works with a variety of different patients down there with it. And then through our outpatient services, we also do offer speech therapy. Now, that speech therapy is actually located up here at the hospital itself on our main campus with it. So it's a great one-stop shop, so
mm-hmm.
to say, you know,
mm-hmm.
especially for someone who had undergone a stroke with
right.
it. They can receive all 3 services through Wayne Memorial.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And speaking of services or individuals that may have experienced a stroke, we do have our inpatient rehab program. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So our inpatient rehab program, or also known as short-term rehab, at the hospital, that's going to consist of all 3. So you're going to have your physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy right at the hospital while that patient stays on the unit. So time frame wise, that patient's going to receive 3 hours total of therapy throughout the day. And that's broke up into those 3 disciplines with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now that unit, its whole goal is to get that patient ideally, you know, from the hospital back to home. So we focus on all of our functional activities. The OT will typically start in the morning and get them washed, dressed, cleaned up with it, and go over different strategies for taking on and off the clothes with it with their special equipment. All right. And then we'll see them after that as the physical therapy. We'll bring them down, and then we're going to work on areas such as balance, bed transfers, stair mobility. And then we also have to within our evaluation, look and see if they need any special equipment or DME with it, such as wheelchairs, transport chairs, walkers, rollators, crutches. So we have to do an overall encompass and look at the patient as a whole, and then work together to see what's going to be the best outcome to get them safely home.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's so great about our inpatient unit. It really is a team effort, right? So you all communicate with each other as well within, you know, your therapies, right?
Absolutely. Within each day, we actually have a small meeting that consists of PT, OT, and speech therapy when needed. And then along with that, we have our social worker that's involved with it. We have the nurse present. And then when needed, we bring in the doctor and give them updates actually day to day. So as we know, sometimes patients' plans of care can change and different assist levels might be needed with it. So having that day-to-day talk really keeps everyone on the same page with it.
Right, right. And which is really wonderful. And again, it's more of like an inpatient rehab program where they wear their own clothes, right? Their own sneakers and stuff. Like, they're not in a hospital gown. They're not hooked up to usually IVs or stuff like that. That's acute care, right?
Exactly. Yep. So that's the whole goal. You know, a lot of times we'll have family members call and ask us, you know, what does this patient need to come out of the unit? So we try to encourage them to bring their own clothes that they're wearing at home. That way our OT can go over and work on getting the different style of pants on. And, you know, specific shirts, whether it's a button-down shirt, a pullover shirt with it. So, yeah, it's a really great program up there.
Right, right. And you also provide that acute care. What we mean, like, as individuals, if they came in with an acute problem in the hospital, you may see them also in that unit, right?
So within that unit itself, it's our main goal is just to try to have the patient go from our unit to home. On the acute side of the hospital, that's where we're normally seeing someone who comes in through the emergency room.
Right.
Right. So that patient comes in through the emergency room, they need further care, they get admitted up to one of our floors. And then as the physical therapist on that floor, what your goal is to see what's the next level of care that they need. Do they need to go over to our inpatient rehab unit? Do they need to go to a skilled nursing facility? Or are they doing well enough where they can actually go home with it? So we're doing more screens on that side and still looking at strength, range of motion, their balance, how they're doing walking. We have multiple practice sets of stairs on the acute side. So that's what we'll work them through and see if they're safe enough to go or where the next level is.
Yeah, I mean, that is truly amazing, you know, how much we really work with our patients to get them home safe or whatever they need to transition to. So, you know, that's all our inpatient, our outpatient services. But what about someone, you know, what kind of recommendations do you have for people overall to stay safe in their home?
Sure. So in the home, one of my big recommendations is that you want to pick up all your throw rugs that are loose on the ground. That is one of the leading causes of falls that I see with it. The second thing that we see a lot is patients fall at nighttime. And so what we recommend is nightlights, whether it's in your room, in the hallways, just something to give a little illumination, you know, so you can see where you're going with it. And then one another high fall risk areas are the stairs. So if you have that ability, you know, make sure you have a handrail on both sides of the stairs with it. And then if you can, even put a ramp in with it. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our falls come from those three areas, whether it's a throw rug, nighttime, getting up and not being able to see, or falling down the steps.
I know my cat sometimes gets under my feet too. Animals, right? Or not?
Animals definitely are with it. Animals definitely are. And back on our inpatient rehab unit, we try to simulate that. I actually have a small RC car that I have, and I'll have someone walk with the patient, and then I'll take that RC car and I weave it in and out of their feet so they can practice stepping over a moving object to simulate a cat, a dog, or anything like that. So
That is really cool. And then also, just what about, you know, we have like a less than 2 minutes left, some safety tips for exercising. Like, if someone was going to go out and exercise, what is the number one thing they should be doing?
So I think a big thing that I would recommend is before the exercise, you always want to stretch for at least 10 to 15 minutes, whatever it is you're doing, walking, jogging, biking, hiking. And then actually after that activity is done, you want to spend another 10 minutes with your stretching as well. That way you're going to loosen up all your muscles and avoid any higher risks or any injury that could occur with it.
Right, right. Although we like you very much, you know. We'd rather see you like out in the street and say hi to you, right? As opposed to going to therapy. But Brandon, you know, I can't believe we've already spoken for 15 minutes. Can you give the location of our outpatient and the phone number in case if people want more information?
Sure. So that outpatient site is located at the Route 6 Mall next to TJ Maxx. And the phone number is 570-253-7322.
Great. Well, Brandon, thank you again for being on the show today. And thank you for everything you do for our community, our patients.
It was a pleasure, Carol. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kanaya, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.